let's be honest, coming into this tournament, you at no stage thought that South Africa would be that close to a final, did you?
No, absolutely not. I didn't think so. I think it's fantastic that they got that far, although that was probably the most painful knockout match I've watched, and I've watched a lot of painful
South African matches.
That one really hurt. They had it. They made a few basic mistakes. But I think they can be proud overall. You know, they punched really hard and really high above their weight.
2014, they got absolutely destroyed by England in the semi-final of the World T20. Nine of those players were playing in this game. But it's a completely different team, a completely different setup. And what has changed with South African women's team? It's not the players. So what's changed in the other side of the game?
I think professionalisation's helped a lot. They've got a sponsor on board. They've got contracts. They're actually making cricket a career now. That's definitely changed. And then the employing of a professional coach who is actually full-time. That's his only job. He's really focused on them. Hilton Marenga's been brilliant for the girls. He's given them a lot of freedom. You know, every single one of them has said how much of a difference he's made to their game. And I think just having that setup, I mean, imagine what they're going to be like in 4 years' time.
Yeah.
That's the one, man. That's the one.
I mean, they're just such an exciting team. You know, where do you think they can go from here?
I think they could win a World Cup. You know, actually, you can just rewind to all my conversations about South African teams over the years. But they certainly look very good. They've got all the ingredients, don't they? They've got good quick bowlers. They've actually got spinners who turn the ball, which is a bit different to the men. They've got, and maybe the batting, maybe the middle order needs a bit of sorting out. I think the likes of a Trisha Chetty, we've really got to start thinking about, will she play in another World Cup? And even Chloe Tryon, I suppose, has still got a lot of time left in the game, but I think there were some mistakes that she made and letting down of the middle order, which she'll be disappointed in.
And as a South African, how did you feel at the end when we had Dane just in front of us, almost in tears, even at the press conference, knowing that we saw the girls cry before the game, during the game, and after the game? How did you feel, like, right at the end, knowing it was that close for them?
Yeah, really heartbroken, I got to say. I mean, for me, this one did hurt the most. I felt really sorry for them. I thought to have given so much and got so much wrong and then to have still come that close, although you're happy and you're proud and you think, oh, we almost made it, almost isn't good enough, is it? Almost just makes it hurt even more. So, yeah, really, really disappointed, really gutted for them, but also really proud. You know, they've done the nation proud. It was Nelson Mandela Day today. It was W.G. Grace's birthday. It was Ayabonga Kaka's birthday. Nobody got a present. We all cried. What more can you want?
South Africa, probably the best tournament that they've ever had in a women's tournament, and yet they still feel a little bit awkward at the end.